Fit in, the FBI ignores federal records laws, and President Trump notices. By Tom Fitton on November 26, 2018. The deep state still lumbers along, concealing its illicit activities and protecting its own. Nowhere is this more prevalent than in the Department of Justice and its FBI. Judicial Watch has had to file lawsuits regarding the maintenance of text messages as federal records and for records of the audit of communications of former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McKay because the FBI refuses to release them. President Donald Trump noticed the FBI's behavior. After the FBI claimed that text messages are not subject to the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, Judicial Watch filed suit to ensure that text messages are being preserved. The Administrative Procedure Act lawsuit against the FBI challenges the FBI failure to preserve text messages as required by the Federal Records Act. Judicial Watch v. FBI, No. 1:18 CV02316. In Judicial Watch's lawsuit, they point to a related case in which Michael G. Seidel, the Assistant Section Chief of the Records/Information Dissemination Section in the FBI's Information Management Division, stated, text messages on FBI-issued devices are not automatically integrated into an FBI record system, Denik v. U.S. Department of Justice No. 1:17 CV01792. Judicial Watch argued that the FBI does not have a record-keeping program in place that provides effective controls over the maintenance of electronic messages, including text messages. Moreover, the FBI relies upon its personnel to incorporate their text messages into a record-keeping system. If FBI personnel do not actively incorporate their text messages into a record-keeping system, the text messages are not preserved. Judicial Watch asked the court to declare the FBI's failure to have a record-keeping program for electronic messages to be not in accordance with law and that the court order the FBI to establish and maintain a record-keeping program that provides effective controls over the maintenance of electronic messages. If text messages are not preserved, then they may be deleted and never produced to Congress, criminal investigators, and to the American people under FOIA. Judicial Watch also filed suit against the Justice Department after the DOJ failed to respond to an August 27, 2018 FOIA request for the FBI's audit records of McCabe's communications, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of Justice, No. 1:18 CV02283. In July 2017, Judicial Watch filed three FOIA lawsuits seeking communications between the FBI and McCabe concerning ethical issues involving his wife's political campaign, McCabe's communications with McAuliffe, and McCabe's travel vouchers. Following an inspector general report, a grand jury reportedly was impaneled to investigate McCabe's possible role in leaks to the media to advance his personal interests. The FBI has told us that it is under no legal obligation to produce any of Andrew McCabe's text messages under FOIA, which has attracted criticism from President Trump. Judicial Watch's lawsuit exposes a massive alleged FBI cover-up of its text messages, which are government records and are, by the thousands, likely to have been deleted and lost by FBI employees. And, of course, this alleged cover-up conveniently affects the production of text messages to us and to the Congress of disgraced FBI officials Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and James Comey. Let's hope President Trump takes additional notice and orders compliance. In the meantime, Judicial Watch will seek accountability in the courts.